This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people forced from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of wildfires, and more than 20 million people are under red flag warnings because of high winds that are driving the flames.
The challenge also for us is that we are at the beginning of a significant Santa Ana wind event that will last a number of days.
That's a Ventura County fire official. The Woolsey Fire threatening 30,000 homes there. To the west, the Hill Fire has jumped the Ventura Freeway. And in Northern California, the town of Paradise is being called all but destroyed by a fire. That from a demonstration last night in New York City, activists in several cities in the streets calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe to be protected. They're concerned the new acting attorney general might shut down the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Officials in North Carolina say faulty equipment may be to blame for reports of an active shooter at a high school north of Wilmington earlier. Pender County School Commissioner George Brown saying a piece of equipment's been malfunctioning at Topsail High School this week, and it makes it sound like gunfire. In a morning tweet, he added, authorities are taking precautions to ensure the safety of students and staff. But again, it appears this is all just a mistake. No injuries have been reported. President Trump heading to Paris today. He'll be joining other world leaders in commemorating the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which brought an end to hostilities in World War I. The president will also be meeting with the French president, Emmanuel Macron. The First Lady is joining President Trump on the trip, and they do plan to visit memorial sites together to honor U.S. service members who were killed in action there. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge is holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana writing the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills, and endangered species. In the still unsettled U.S. Senate race in Florida, Republican candidate Rick Scott says he believes there's voter fraud going on that's been favoring his opponent, the Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Scott saying on Fox News last night that at least two county supervisors seem to be trying to interfere in the election.
What I've done is I've asked for an investigation, but we have examples. The Palm Beach supervisor won't allow normal party officials that are supposed to be reviewing ballots. They're not allowing them to do it properly. That's a violation of the law. They're supposed to report all these results. They're not. But how did they come up with 78,000 more votes? Just in Broward and 15 in Palm Beach. No other county is having these problems. We had a horrible hurricane in the Panhandle. It didn't happen there.
Scott ordering state law enforcement to investigate those two county election offices. Actress Meg Ryan is getting married again. The 56-year-old actress announcing yesterday that she's engaged to rocker John Mellencamp. The two have been dating 7 years. Ryan was previously married to actor Dennis Quaid. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Happy day after, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Steve Cortez there, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Okay, let's break it down. Kind of a split decision, all things considered, last night.
Right. No, I do think it was a split decision. I think that's a fair analysis, which you might not hear much from mainstream media. They're going to try to spin it into a huge win for the resistance. But I think the honest decision is, you know, everybody got some of what they wanted, and everybody got something they really didn't want. But I do think that it is important, of course, to put it in historical context. The president vastly outperformed expectations. And the president, I think this is, to me, the biggest takeaway is that the president, and I say this again, I'm trying to be objective here, even though I'm a Trump partisan, the president is extremely popular where he is popular in America. He's deeply unpopular where he's unpopular. We're a very divided country. And so in metro suburbs, you know, places, I'm from Chicago, in suburban Chicago, he's very unpopular. But in Texas and North Dakota and Indiana and a lot of swaths of Florida, he's incredibly popular. And he pulled across the finish line some candidates who quite frankly, didn't run great races, but I think won on his coattail. So, you know, some takeaways for everybody, one of those nights.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt, I give the president a lot of credit. I mean, in terms of his dedication and his hard work, Steve, I mean, did he bust his back end in this midterm? I don't know of another president that worked as hard as Donald Trump did.
You know, and he did that as candidate. One of the reasons he is president is that he just out-hustled Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was amazing to me during the campaign that this guy, you know, who's now a 72-year-old man, the stamina and the schedule that this man keeps. It was very evident to me during the campaign, you know, and I chronologically, I'm young enough to be his son. I couldn't keep up with his schedule. And it really was, it was obvious to me why he was so successful as a businessman, as an entrepreneur. I just think he never stopped working. And he brought that entrepreneurial zeal then to politics. And I think it stunned a lot of politicians because, let's face it, most politicians are lazy and entitled. And certainly Hillary Clinton was both of those in the campaign. And yet we see it still persisting. You're right. You know, it did three rallies on Monday all over the country. I mean, not close to Washington, D.C. So he absolutely hustled, worked his tail off, and I think it definitely mattered. I'm not sure we would have kept the Senate if it were not for his efforts, and the House could have been worse. I'm still not happy, obviously, to give control and to hand the gavel to Nancy Pelosi or whomever they choose as Speaker. But I think it could have been a lot worse if it weren't for Trump's efforts.
Well, to hear Nancy Pelosi, she sounded, you know, pretty amenable, I guess, might be a good word for her, last night in the acceptance of being, you know, the Democrats being in control of the House since 2010 and talked about unifying the country. I mean, she really talked, you know, very down the middle. But, of course, in the latter stages of this campaign, a lot of Democrats went to the Senate. manner. But James O'Keefe in the Veritas video, undercover video, caught them saying, well, look, we're just we know what we have to say to get elected, basically. And so let's see if the voters will hold them accountable. And if they can, you know, as they say, legislate and not go in and end up, you know, impeaching the president and getting everything all bogged down.
Right. Well, listen, you know, Nancy Pelosi is, as much as I disagree with her on basically every policy, she's a skilled politician. I mean, you know, you don't become speaker without being good at,
no question.
At politics.
Right.
And because she's a good politician, she's being coy, I think, about their actual intention. And by the way, here's the other thing. She can't control every committee. I mean, she has a lot of control, assuming she's a speaker. She has a lot of control, certainly almost total control over what they actually vote on. But what she does not control is individual committees and what those chairmen, people like Maxine Waters, who's now going to be chairman of a very powerful Financial Services Committee. That's a frightening thought to me, but that's the reality.
Yes.
Because elections do matter. As we say when we win, we have to admit it when we lose,
right.
You know, in the case of the House.
Mm-hmm.
Those committee chairmen have vast subpoena powers, vast investigative capabilities, and I believe that they are quickly going to use and abuse those powers to investigate the president and really the whole administration. And they're going to try as best they can to relitigate the 2016 election because of the powers mm-hmm. they just got in 2018. So I don't think she can control that. I think she would like to, because I think she knows it's a political mm-hmm. loser, ultimately. And impeaching the president is a massive political loser for them if they actually go that far. But I don't put it past them. I really don't. I don't think mm-hmm. he wants to go there. But I think most of her caucus does want to go there. And it'll be interesting to see that intra-party fight within the Democrats with a leadership who I think believes that it would be, you know, a repeat of the Clinton impeachment, where it actually makes the president stronger and makes the
Congress
impeach him look weak. I think that they know that, but I'm not sure their party members agree with them on that. So there may be a really interesting, and I believe there will be, an interesting intra-party fight for the Dems in the House on that exact issue.
Well, there'll be some dynamics and some subtle dynamics we'll need to keep an eye out for, and that is that how many of the president's men will want to stick around and endure, you know, subpoenas, costly legal action, and that sort of
right.
thing. Are they going to start looking for the exits? And number one. Number two, does Trump really get serious in fortifying his team? He's been operating rather lean, but now that he's got Democrats coming at him, he's got to build
right.
up his shield, does he not?
No, I totally agree. And, you know, I was actually at the White House yesterday, had a number of meetings with a lot of my allies and friends over there. And I will say that the thing that I'm most worried, that your point is what I'm most worried about in terms of how Trump deals with the Democratic Congress. They've been running a lean operation, which I think has worked for them, by the way, in the last 2 years. And I actually like that. Again, I think he brought a business attitude to government and said, we don't need to fill all of these positions. You know, we can do this. We can be lean. But now that I think you're exactly right. Now that they're going to face a constantly harassing adversarial House that does have serious power. And by the way, I've been saying this mm-hmm. just on a quick aside. I've been saying this for the last couple of years when people talk about the Mueller investigation. To me, the biggest problem with Mueller is that it is from within the executive branch. He effectively works for the president. And it's a totally inappropriate investigation because of that. The Congress mm-hmm. does have constitutional power to investigate the executive branch, right? I mean, that is their right constitutionally. So, mm-hmm. You know, those powers are real, and we're going to see them unleashed, I think, in a really unfair way, but they're going to be used. But to get to your point, here's the problem. You're right. I think a lot of people will leave. That's natural. That's not a repudiation of Trump. That just happens. But in terms of replacements, and, you know, talking to people, of course, I'm not going to name names, but a number of people told me that they so fear the legal bill on a personal level. You know, so it's very hard
exactly.
to get somebody to take a White House job where they make maybe $100,000 at the high end, $180,000. Those are the very, very top jobs in the White House, you know, to work mm-hmm. basically, you know, 18-hour days, and the threat that you could have a very, very costly legal tab personally on top of that, unless you're independently wealthy, that's just not a proposition that works for a lot of people. So I am worried about that, about the ability of them to attract top talent. Now, one way to solve that is RNC can pay those legal bills for a lot of folks. So I would hope that the president addresses that and knows that and says, hey, let's take a portion. For example, I think he can use some of his campaign funds, actually, to go to the RNC to then pay legal bills, if that all unfolds, because that would be reassuring, I think, to talent that. So you can come here and it's not going
to
cost.
Maybe his check, instead of giving it to some government agency, puts it into the legal fund for his allies. I mean, this is incredible. When we come back, I want to talk about, Paul Ryan's effect. Some are questioning the lack thereof. We've got more to discuss with Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I spend it all your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. like us fresh and very independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, Corey Lewandowski wrote in his book about Trump that, to your point earlier, his energy level, we're talking about Donald Trump, supposedly he gets by in 3 hours of sleep a night, which is amazing. You consider it 72 years old. I mean, he is a juggernaut. But Corey was saying that at one point in the campaign, they were on the plane campaigning, and Corey had just kind of put his head down and just kind of taken a breather. And then candidate Trump said, hey, if you're too tired and you need to give up, just let me know, so to speak.
Right. No, listen, and I can tell you that, too, from the campaign.
He's gone.
I would not believe his motor. And it makes it even more impressive to me because, I don't think he exercises much other than golf. Doesn't seem to eat great. And yet, this guy has a motivation and a motor like nobody I've seen. And he's not a young man. So when you put all that together, he's just one of these sort of things of nature and just has a drive, I think, too, that, just – most of us don't, quite frankly, have. Again, I think it's why he was so successful as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I think it's why he's the president of the United States. And I think he really helped keep the Senate in our column and keep the House from getting a lot worse than it could have. And that history compared to history and polls and expectations. So I think he worked very hard and really produced results last night.
Well, see, when you look at the way things were lined up in the House, we knew it was going to be an uphill battle. I mean, you had a lot of, incumbent seats on the Republican side where guys retired, in big numbers. So it really, on top of, some of these areas, it really left the party very vulnerable. And the question that people are having this morning, quite openly, is going, where was Paul Ryan?
No, and listen, I think that's a very fair question because he was AWOL. Let's just be honest about it. We were vastly outraised, and that generally goes to the party leader in the House, whether it's the minority leader on the minority side or the speaker on the majority side. Fundraising is, job one for them on an election year. He didn't do that. He really checked out. I think, he already had one foot out the door once he said that he was retiring. Unfortunately, and I think even more importantly, though, and that was a big deal for sure, that he didn't campaign, he didn't raise money. You're right, we had a record number, an all-time record number of retirements, so that was just bad luck, and they weren't retiring because of Trump, that's for sure. They were just, it was just, as I said, bad luck in terms of the timing. And by the way, a lot of guys retiring who were very solid incumbents, so not just retirements, but retirements of people who probably would have been easily reelected. But to me, the bigger failure of Paul Ryan is on the policy front. Trump won in 2016. He won 235 congressional districts. So easily enough to have the majority because you need 218. So he won 235. He's gotten more popular with his voters since the election, with his voters. So given that reality, you would think it actually should have been relatively easy to win the majority, to win almost all of those 235 districts. Well, why did we not? I believe the main reason is because the Congress, Republicans I'm talking about, the Republicans in the Congress, largely obstructed him. They did not embrace the Trump agenda.
Exactly.
The only major policy that they got through was tax reform, which is great, don't get me wrong, and that's, I think, massive for this country. But even that, he had to drag them, Bill, over the goal line. I mean, it was
exactly.
Five and a half.
Well, we're one vote away from fixing, and we're one vote away from fixing Obamacare.
Right.
Steve, that one vote would have gone a long way, right?
If we'd gotten that done, and if we had the wall really being built, those two macro issues, I don't think there's any way we would have lost control of the Congress. I really believe that. But again, the Republicans really frustrated him, quite honestly, in the Congress. They did not embrace his agenda. And in the case of Speaker Ryan, I think frustrated his agenda again and again. And he's done so much that he didn't need them for. For example, moving the embassy in Jerusalem, deregulation for this economy, better trade deals, all of that. Thank goodness he doesn't need the Congress's help. But where he needs it, in general, he didn't get it from Speaker Ryan and from the Republicans. And I think that's why they were vulnerable. And it's why we lost control. But that said, Speaker Ryan's on his way out. I think better leadership is on the way. I'm assuming it will be Kevin McCarthy, but Jim Jordan, I think, is fantastic. Whoever the new leadership is, I think it will be more attuned with the 2016 message rather than pre-2016 establishment Republican.
Steve, in a way, I know this is going to sound a little odd, but on this perspective, but what I'm seeing is that in a way, Donald Trump kind of saved the Democratic Party, you know, by being this antithetical player. And, you know, and they've got a lot to draw out of this. I, even though the left wing, pulled really hard, look at these individual races where they won and there was a couple of surprises. They went to the middle, and hopefully that's really where they end up. But it's going to be really tough, as you said, because you've got Nancy Pelosi, and you've got to watch her to see, is she going to stay hard left with, the prevailing thought in order to hold on to the gavel? Is that more important to her than the heart and soul of the Democratic Party?
Right. No, and I think there's going to be pretty immediate, as I mentioned the previous segment, pretty immediate, political warfare within that party and within that House caucus, in particular, by some of the very hard left liberals, like Ocasio-Cortez, who have much more of a Bernie Sanders type approach and want to impeach the president yesterday, and then yes, some of the more pragmatic ones. And it's amazing to me that I'm almost calling Pelosi like the pragmatist and the conservative almost, right? I mean, that's crazy to me. But within that spectrum, she sort of is. But you are right about candidates. And listen, I'll give this to the Democrats. They did a great job of candidate recruitment this time, particularly compared to previous elections. For example, they had a ton of veterans running. We didn't see that in the past. Mm-hmm. Veterans didn't run as Democrats. They had a lot of that. They really selected candidates that fit their district, because Ocasio-Cortez, as much as I can't stand her politics, she does fit her district in Bronx or New York. However, in places that aren't like that, like Western Pennsylvania, Connor Lamb's a great example of this, who also happens to be a veteran. They picked a pretty conservative, pro-gun, moderate to even slightly conservative Democrat. So they out-hustled us, and I put a lot of that blame on Paul Ryan, but they out-hustled us, mm-hmm. they outraged us, and they did a good job with candidates. And so, yeah, I have to give them, all of that credit. But now that I've given them the credit, let me give them a knock. Let's see, can they keep from being crazy? And I, to be honest, I don't think they can. I think in the House, we're going to see crazy. I think we're going to see Maxine Waters and other committee chairmen go pretty nuts. I think we're going to see investigative circuses unfold, much like the Kavanaugh hearings. And I think if it doesn't actually lead to impeachment, they're at least going to get close. They're at least going to go down that path and see what they, what they see around the corner. They may not actually do it, but it's at least in play. It's terrible for this country. Exactly. I think it's terrible politically for them. But I think, unfortunately, it's, it's not improbable.
Mm-hmm. Well, in much the same way as the Clinton impeachment, as you drew reference to earlier, Steve, I mean, it really is a fait accompli, because you got the Senate wall. Senate's not going to go along. I mean, it's impossible. So you go through all this exercise, you waste the people's money, you really end up damaging your own brand along the way, and you talk about, if we want to believe what Nancy Pelosi said, that they're going to be about legislating, well, that throws legislation out the door. And what do we got here, really, when it all comes down to it? Another 18 months, maybe, if we're lucky, maybe 12 months, because 2020 is already around the corner, and you've already got the deck chairs being rearranged.
Right, exactly. No, so really, the only time for business in Washington is 2019. Let's face it, I'm in Washington right now because I'm here for the election, and this city, unfortunately, only gets any, when it does get things done, which isn't often, but when it does, it's in odd years, because those aren't election years. So you're right. 2019 is the only time really to get anything done if it can be. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic. Yeah, I think it will just be, a stasis. It'll be a face down between the House and Trump. Thankfully, he's done so much that he can do on his own. Now I'm just already focused on 2020. We've got to get him reelected and a better Congress so that he can really get things done in the second term and continue what he did in the first 2 years.
Well, let's see. See the D.C. gridlock get up and running or standing still. This might be a better description of it all. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, appreciate the great work. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people forced from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of wildfires, and more than 20 million people are under red flag warnings because of high winds that are driving the flames.
The challenge also for us is that we are at the beginning of a significant Santa Ana wind event that will last a number of days.
That's a Ventura County fire official. The Woolsey fire threatening 30,000 homes there. To the west, the Hill fire has jumped the Ventura Freeway. And in Northern California, the town of Paradise is being called all but destroyed by a fire.
Not above the law! Not above the law!
That from a demonstration last night in New York City. Activists in several cities in the streets calling for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe to be protected. They're concerned the new acting attorney general might shut down the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, we always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Going to be talking about celebrating the National Dog Show presented by Purina. And it's also helping to raise funds for the Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation Pets and Vets program. Back with us is Emmy Award-winning journalist and host Maria Menounos and her dog Winnie. They're teaming up to encourage dog owners to join Purina's hashtag dog thinking movement, which is a lot of fun. Maria, welcome back. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
Well, it's the 17th year. Of course, it's a family holiday tradition. There'll be 2,000 dogs, 190 breeds. Of course, this all airs on NBC Thanksgiving Day at noon on all time zones. And, yeah, we're doing an amazing initiative called hashtag dog thanking, where we're asking people to share why they're thankful for their pets. So you can go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, share with us why you're thankful for your pet. Hashtag dog thanking, tag at Purina, and Purina will then donate $1 for each post to Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation for their Pets and Vets program, which is a program I got to see firsthand just last week on site, where they're having veterans train rescue dogs to be their service dogs.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, and I love, I mean, there's so many ways to be thankful. I mean, you have your dog that you're very close to, and I've had dogs over the years, and so now I'm a granddaddy dog owner, you know, with my son's dog, Kobe. And they are so meaningful, and you just cannot help but be grateful, you know, for dogs. Mm-hmm. So this campaign of hashtag dog thanking is just such a special way for dog owners to be grateful for their pets.
Well, yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving, we're thankful for so many things, but our pets are very special to us, too. And I know for me, Winnie has been an amazing addition to our lives, because shortly thereafter, she helped me with my recovery from brain surgery. She helped my mom through hers. And so I'm very thankful for her for everything that she's done. She's almost been like a little nurse.
Yeah. It's amazing how instinctive they are. They know, I mean, they can be on the other side of the room, and all of a sudden you may have a moment, and instinctively they're on your lap because they know that's where they need to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My German Shepherd, I was having a meeting with someone one day, and I had a lot of anxiety over this meeting, and I was very stressed out about this person, and he literally got on my lap, all 130 pounds of him, and separated us. That's how much he felt, and he knew. They're right. Amazing gifts from God, and that's why Purina's hashtag dog thanking initiative is so amazing, because we get to share why we're thankful for our pets, but then also it's benefiting an amazing program like the Pets and Vets program at Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation.
What impressed you so much about seeing it firsthand yourself? I mean, the fact that vets are involved and now being able to utilize these dogs as support dogs is just real special. But what else about the program? Because it's been in effect for a while now.
Well, it's amazing because, I mean, I've done a lot of stories on veterans over the years, whether for the Today Show or Nightly News. And, of course, you know their plight and what they're suffering with PTSD. And it's really, really hard for them to get acclimated to civilian life again, and especially after everything they've seen and witnessed and gone through. And it's a whole different story when someone trains a dog and gives it to you. It's another when you're actually training the dog.
Exactly.
And you're helping yourself as you're helping the dog. It's a really special thing that I've never seen done anywhere else. And it really helps accelerate the healing, I think, for these vets, which is amazing.
Well, whatever we can do to help the vets, I'm involved with a program where we hand out MP3 players to help them deal with PTSD. I, like you, very concerned. We've heard numbers, 22 vets a day committing suicide. And the results of coming back from combat. I mean, this is such a small percentage of our citizens, our neighbors, who go to war, that find themselves in a combat situation. And what they come back with is incredible. In fact, there's a new movie out called Invincible. And it gives you a perspective from a pastor's point of view of what PTSD is all about. So, I just appreciate all your great work that you're doing for vets, Maria, and that you've done over the years. And we need to watch their six. They watched our six for a long time, and they put a lot at risk for us.
Absolutely. I'm so thankful to all of the troops and, of course, our veterans, because, you know, we're here because of them, and we have our freedoms because of them, and they're there fearlessly protecting us, and we need to take care of them when they come back. And this program really, really helps them in that way, and that's why I think it's such a great program that Purina's gotten behind.
Well, eyes are going to be on the annual dog show that's coming up. Lots of breeds represented. What are your favorite breeds?
Well, I love everything, of course.
Of course, yes.
I have a special place in my heart for the breeds that I've been exposed to firsthand, which are German Shepherds. I'm obsessed. And Bichons and Poodles.
Well, I love them. Aren't they sexy? I mean, in their own way. I mean, there's something real special about them.
Sexy.
Well, I don't know. Just from a standpoint, I just think, you know, in the dog world, it seems like, you know, they just seem that way. So I don't know why I said that.
Adorable. Although I will say I have a photo behind me right now that I took at the Beverly Hills Dog Show last year with two Great Danes, and they're sexy. I mean, these are black. They look like stallions. They're so gorgeous, and I would call them sexy. So I'm with you. There are certain dogs that definitely are sexy.
Well, they come in. They kind of like Great Dane. I mean, Great Danes come in. It's not like it's not like the little Chihuahuas. Although there's very charming Chihuahuas that can come in and you know, capture your attention. But Great Danes, I mean, they come in. They are very regal, aren't they not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and I think similar to like Winnie. Winnie and German Shepherds are very regal as well. They have a very regal look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, when will the show premiere, and where can viewers go to watch?
So, it'll be on Thanksgiving Day on NBC at noon at all time zones. And so, just tune in. Everybody's going to be probably still cooking at that point, so you'll have some time to tune in and enjoy all the beautiful breeds.
Well, in celebration of the National Dog Show presented by Purina and the Thanksgiving holiday, Purina invites dog lovers across the nation to share why they're thankful for their pet using hashtag dog thanking and tagging at Purina. Maria, I guess you've already, you know, made sure that your vote counted, and you've already participated and did your hashtag dog thanking, right? I've got to do mine now.
You know what? Actually, I haven't done my hashtag dog thanking, but I will do mine.
Yeah, Winnie just kind of looked up. She kind of gave you that eye, like, you know, what about?
Winnie's giving you side eye.
yeah, right, exactly.
Well, going, I have a video where I talked about how Winnie. Why I'm thankful for Winnie, and it will air during the National Dog Show, so you'll get to see it live on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, this November, Purina wants to recognize the four-legged friends who make our lives so special, especially those pets that act as service animals to vets across the country. Once again, remind everybody where they can go for more information, Maria.
Well, you can go to Purina.com for more information, but of course the National Dog Show will be airing on Thanksgiving Day on NBC at noon, and you can catch us there.
There it is. Emmy Award-winning journalist, host of Apple Podcasts, Conversations with Maria. Maria Menounos, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Maria. Have a great one.
Thanks, Bill. Happy holidays.
And happy holidays. Bye, Winnie.
Bruh.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% off from November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Did you know lung cancer is the second most common cancer, resulting in more deaths than colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined? Lung cancer is complex, and every patient experience is different. Treatment and prognosis depend on several factors, including type of lung cancer and stage at diagnosis. In some cases, biomarkers may provide insights to help inform treatment decisions. With help from advocates like Katie Brown of Longevity, Bristol-Myers Squibb is working to educate patients and healthcare providers about personalized approaches to lung cancer treatment and care.
I know firsthand how lung cancer can drastically turn your life upside down. At Longevity, we believe every patient's journey is unique. Therefore, every patient deserves individualized care. During Lung Cancer Awareness Month and beyond, we stand united with the lung cancer community to support all those who are living with and fighting this devastating disease.
For more information about lung cancer, including treatment options, emerging research, and resources, please visit longevity.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, Dale Bellis is back with us, the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, how you doing?
Doing wonderfully well, Bill. Thanks for the invitation to be with you.
Well, good to have you back, especially in light of polling that has made it real clear to everybody that healthcare is one of the top three things on the top of mind of most Americans these days.
Bill, I am confident that the reason why there is such high levels of disappointment in the American public, after all the promises about health care, is that our congressional leaders have done nothing but try to improve the third-party pay system with all of its downsides and issues. No one's really addressing, frankly, the core problem. The problem is that when we send our money away to somebody else to take care of our health and to pay for our costs, we're cut out of the equation. We're not partners to minimize costs, and expenses keep skyrocketing. And that's a flaw. And so after decades of being told there's only one way to pay for health care costs through insurance, Liberty HealthShare is here to say, you know what, there's an alternative. And it's exactly a cost-efficient, cost-effective way called healthcare sharing.
Dale, I want to drill deeper into that in just a moment, but you just hit on something that people need to understand. If you have a system that repeatedly proves itself ineffective, how can you trust that system to suddenly change its ways and be effective? I mean, what you're talking about is our government. You know, who we send our money to, who has managed to increase the debt continuously to the point that we're $22 trillion in debt. The people themselves are misrepresented. And so why would we expect them to handle health care any different than the way they handle our government? I guess that's the point. I at least that's what I'm hearing you say. And that's, to me, that just rings out so loud and clear.
Absolutely, it's true. What's that definition about insanity?
Exactly.
And that's exactly right. They keep doubling down on the third-party pay system as if it's the answer to meeting healthcare costs. We need to put the power back into the hands of the individual consumer, where it's their money, where they feel like as if they have skin in the game, and nobody can spend our money for us better than we ourselves. And so that's really what healthcare sharing accomplishes, is it really empowers the individual consumer.
Well, and more importantly, it puts you in direct contact with your doctor. Oh, by the way, who would you much rather talk to? A group of bureaucrats that you didn't elect, telling the medical profession what they know best, and they, last time I checked, it's not like they're doctors themselves. They didn't go to school. They have a very minimal understanding of medicine, other than if they're sick, they call a doctor, but now they're making your healthcare choices. That's pretty irresponsible. And you talk about malpractice. I mean, to me, that is a government medical malpractice.
We as individual self-pay healthcare sharing ministry members, when we're standing at the counter making choices and decisions about the care of our health, after all, that's what it's about, we're eliminating unnecessary charges, unnecessary care, looking at the treatment plan, because it's our money at stake and the money of our fellow members at stake. And that just totally changes the mentality of healthcare consumption when you realize that it's your money being spent here, not some third-party bureaucrat's money.
Exactly. Well, Dale, this is really common sense, and you have experienced this with Liberty HealthShare. And explain to our audience how Liberty works. And, you know, at every turn, I mean, I am hearing just profound success stories from people that are involved with Liberty HealthShare. Share it with our audience, if you would.
Well, we're a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, and families who all unite around the cause of paying each other's medical bills. And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way of meeting healthcare costs in a like-minded community, I might add, of faith and values, where our dollars every month is being directed to another member who has medical bills. And the process is simple, Bill. Every month we ask our members to set aside what we call a monthly share amount. It goes into a secure online account, we call it our share box, and then through our proprietary software, it's matched to another person who has medical bills. And you literally see your dollars flow from your account to theirs. You can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And then we cut the checks out of the receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and we're using that methodology and paying each other's bills to the extent of over $30 million of medical costs every month.
And this is what happens when you do it God's way, right?
Well, you know, it's remarkable that when we follow the instructions or the guidebook as to how life should be lived, what are the beneficial side effects of that? For instance, one of the things we focus on, Bill, is the fact that our bodies are temples, and we have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for our health. Now, the side benefit of that is much lower costs and expenses. Health-conscious people have fewer bills and go to the hospital less and recover more quickly. That's the side benefit, but our motivating factor is to really fulfill our moral and spiritual obligation to care for these temples.
Well, as you mentioned, Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. And as you say, every month it goes into the share box. And you're doing, again, what God has commanded us to do. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing, and you're part of that process. I know sometimes people go, well, how can that work? Well, this is how it works, and it's a very simple process, non-governmental, but yet the government has endorsed it, has it not? In a sense that they're not penalizing you like in the old days, right?
Precisely. Gratefully, under the Affordable Care Act, healthcare sharing ministry members are exempt from both the fines for not having insurance. And remember, by the way, we're still liable for that fine here in 2018. So we're exempt from that fine, and we're also exempt, gratefully, from the mandates of the ACA. We are, there's a crisis of conscience, Bill, in healthcare today. And we've never been so intruded upon by the federal government in areas that affect and impact our conscience rights. And so we don't use our money for abortion or abortifacients or sex change operations or other costs associated with high-risk lifestyles. And that's a key factor here in exercising our freedom and our conscience in the area of health care.
Well, the Affordable Care Act could only hope that it could do what Liberty HealthShare did in terms of fulfilling its promise. You know, the Affordable Care Act came in with a lot of promise and ended up being loaded with a bunch of deception, and we're trying to get out of it and have been ever since. But for those who are involved with Liberty HealthShare, hey, it's just that simple. You get to choose your doctor, your hospital. Explain to our audience, we've got about a minute left here, Dale, what they need to do to get involved and what the costs look like.
Well, we ask our members to set aside, if you're a single, $299, a couple $399, a family of three or more, we don't count more than three, is $529, and that's the amount of money that goes into our share box that gets then matched to another member. The best way to get information, Bill, is to go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Ask for a free information packet. It gets delivered electronically to your email, chock full of information about Liberty Health Share and healthcare sharing. Call the toll-free number that's listed there on the website or peruse the pages of the website. But libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Well, Dale Bellis, founder, chairman of Liberty Health Share, is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for keeping us up to date, Dale. Take care. God bless.
My pleasure. God bless.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.